This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Who is this, Valdez?
This is Sum 41.
Is it old or new?
It's old. It's probably.
What's the name of this song?
It sounds like
In
that,
Too Deep, I believe.
Know, 20 years ago, but I like it.
I like Sum.
I mean, the chorus is really good.
Yeah, this is definitely old.
That's a great song. Isn't he like on the brink of death if he has like one
Derek
more drink?
Derek Whibley, yeah. His doctor said, like, this is probably 5, 7, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He said, if you have one more sip of alcohol, and I'm not even, he wasn't even embellishing. He's like, if you have one more drink,
you're dead ski.
You could die.
Yeah.
Do you also know, I think I saw this within the last few months. I think he released his autobiography. Did we talk about it?
It's probably a good read.
And he admits in there that he was sexually abused, according to him.
Oh, that's awful.
By, I think, a manager.
Okay.
And he's like, if I'm going to do this autobiography, I got to just get it.
He's got to get it off his chest.
I blocked it out.
Right.
I gotta be honest. I got to put it out there.
That's rough.
I think I remember that correctly.
He's 44.
Yeah.
By the way.
Wow.
Does this count, Jason?
What?
I'm terrible. You know, I can't putt or anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you this. My goal was kind of to be single digit. I got it down to 9.9 this morning.
9.9.
Does that count as a single-digit handicap? You got to get it down to 9.0, 9.4.
Unless you round it up.
If you round up, it's 10. JP,
generally, I'd
say?
Be rounding. If I had not anything
There's a 9 in there.
Yeah.
There's a 9.
You achieved your goal.
Achieved my goal. Okay, I can quit.
There you go. There you have it.
I think my goal was to get under 15, and I've gone up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I haven't played.
It does fluctuate. It can fluctuate for sure, obviously.
And my 84 is about to drop out. So I'm going to go up.
When you lose those, that hurts.
All right, it's time now to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
You know, before we get into the Jaden stuff, everybody wants to know what's going on with Jaden. Obviously, most important story in town.
It's bigger than the election.
It's huge. I wanted to look at the PFF grades.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, instead of looking at it for the week, I just wanted to look at it for the season. And I went to the defense. So let's take out what guys had two snaps. Nick Ballore, the special teams guy, I think he was from Seattle, that they brought in. All right, he's their highest rated guy for two snaps. That doesn't count. Who do you think is their top rated on the season defensive player?
Luvu.
No. Man. Frankie Luvu is actually number seven.
Sounds too obvious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not Luvu.
I think he's their best defensive player.
I don't disagree.
What about Dorrance Armstrong?
He's in the top four.
Okay, but not the top.
Is this a surprise name?
Well, Bobby Wagner is the top rated, according to PFF. Okay, right. On the season. If you take out Nick Ballore's play two snaps, which I would
take him out. Yep,
you know who's right behind him,
right behind Bobby Wagner. Don't say Jamin Davis.
Jamin Davis.
Well, that sounds
Jamin
stupid.
Jamin Davis in PFF is if you take out Nick Ballore. He was the second highest rated defensive player.
Is this just you trying to get some street cred back?
I'm just saying. I honestly didn't know where you were.
I can tell you who doesn't care about PFF. The Commanders.
That's true. Unlike Ron would have never released him. A, because he drafted him, and B, because PFF rated him.
Oh, yeah. Ron would have looked at it and go, oh, he's number two? We're keeping him. We'll give him an extension.
I didn't expect to see him that high. I just was curious where he ranked.
Yeah.
This morning.
He was higher. Think about that. He was higher than
Higher than Dante Fowler.
Than Luvu.
Luvu.
Who was all over the field.
Luvu's been all over the field.
I generally respect PFF, but on Sunday Night Football, Chris Collinsworth, I think, is an investor with PFF. I don't remember exactly what the deal is, but he has some sort of association with Pro Football Focus. And when they introduced the players, they actually, underneath, they put their PFF grades.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were flashing the Steelers defense, right, Joey Porter Jr., generally known as a really good player. He was ranked like 100th out of 110 corners. I was like, how do I take this seriously? Like, he's their number one corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can be a little fluky at times.
Well, again, they're grading this not knowing what everyone's responsibilities are in each play, right? They're guessing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have knowledgeable people. I can't remember who it is.
It's impossible to know unless you're in the huddle.
Yeah, there was...
That's not saying they're not knowledgeable.
I think it was Will Montgomery was on with Grant and Danny, and I think he said he worked with Pro Football Focus for a year or two, helping them out with grades, and he pointed out some of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's a huge factor.
I like it more than the traditional, you know, stats that we grew up with, because there is more to it.
It's another piece of information.
There is more to it. Like that game we talked about with Trevor Lawrence a few weeks ago, where he throws four balls, which could have been touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He had drops. Yeah. Literally four drops on touchdowns.
I do like the big time throw index. I do right. like that one. And that's where it fall in. What were you going to say, Valdez? I can see you chomping at the bit.
No, it's just... I find it weird, and I know we have PFF guys on all the time, but how quickly everyone just adopted it as gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the rankings.
No, they kind of gained a lot of prominence. Prominence pretty quickly. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because kind of in this era where everybody's coming up with new stats, they were
This is what it is. It's because
they got a lot of steam.
We think they're smarter than us because if they're crunching numbers.
But they're data scientists.
Yeah, they're data scientists.
Of course we think they're smarter.
So if someone are
super
smart
in terms of that, but they probably don't know football like we know football.
These guys, I bet they know football more than me.
No, if you're just
the Pro Football Focus graders.
Look at how they're grading.
Yeah, but again, I think the main factor is they're not in the huddle. They're guessing at what responsibilities
are. Just watch the game.
There's no way I would say I could grade better.
If you just watched one player. For an entire game.
Because I don't know what his responsibilities are.
Here's your
career.
Okay, but you're great.
Maybe
great.
He blew the scheme and you don't even know it.
That's true. That is true.
Here's one, Jason. So I mentioned Joey Porter Jr. So maybe he improved after this game. I just know it just jumped out at me when I was watching the game. I was like, Joey Porter Jr. is ranked 104th or whatever they had. So currently he's ranked 89th amongst corners in the NFL, according to PFF.
Mm-hmm.
88th is Benjamin St. Juste. I'm sorry. Joey Porter Jr. is better than Benjamin St. Juste.
I mean, I agree. I'll take your word for it. I don't watch Joey Porter a lot, and I think Benjamin St. Juste is middle of the pack. So if you're saying Joey Porter's elite,
you're going to watch him in a few weeks when he comes to Northwest Stadium.
Well, hopefully we give them a beat down.
Well, let's hope that happens.
So a lot of that's going to depend on the health of Jaden Daniels. So I was actually on the golf course when Jason texted me. He said,
I had a source.
He said, well, it was out there too, but he said, yeah, Jaden didn't practice today. And I guess DQ is not going to, I don't know if you have audio. We don't have to if you don't have it. DQ said, I guess he's not going to give another update until Friday.
I'm looking at one of them.
I'll look forward to giving you some updates on Friday. I know with Jaden and you guys are tracking all that. So we'll give you updates when we can. And until then, let's go kick some ass.
That's so weird.
Quickest update ever.
I mean, that's the thing. He's so positive.
He is positive.
And it makes me think, like, he's just kind of playing games here, but who knows? Now I doubt. I mean, I really did think he was going to practice yesterday. I will say I was surprised.
Do you know what the path is? I can foresee this. It's Friday. Dan will say, yeah, he did everything. It's going to be a game time decision. Mm-hmm, he's going to say that
on Friday. He's going to bring it right up to...
Oh, for sure.
And then you'll know Sunday.
2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes,
that's when we're gonna know.
He's gonna tell. I'm willing to bet a dollar with anyone that he'll say Jaden's a game time decision on Friday
or 4:25.
No, I would never take that bet. But I was talking to a guy associated with the team, actually works for the team, yesterday, and he said he doesn't think he's gonna play.
So I'm looking.
That actually rocked me a little bit.
A new cottage industry on Twitter is Twitter NFL doctors. Now I don't know how qualified they are. I don't know how many of them are actually medical doctors. But this guy strikes me as like he's a legit doctor. Deepak Chopra, he lists himself as an MD, sports meta analytics.
He says.
He's got NFL injury updates for a bunch of guys. Here are just three. One is Deebo Samuel. He thinks that he's probably going to return in week 10 because he was in the hospital with pneumonia and just got out yesterday.
Can't imagine they're going to throw him back out there.
So he's saying lean slightly towards a week 10 return for Deebo. Then next he has Jaden Daniels listed. He says for his injury, average of 1 to 2 weeks sitting. He says week 8 to be determined. Data favors him to sit this upcoming weekend
right,
and return the following weekend. And I kind of buy into. I think that they're going to put him through the motions.
So now you're flipping the script because you didn't believe that.
I initially thought that he would play, and now I'm thinking he missed practice yesterday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Like, we'll see what happens today. Yeah. But my lean right now is Jaden is not going to go. That he's going to sit, and it's going to be Mariota.
Yep.
Gets right, the start.
We also have a little bit more of DQ, and I think this is interesting because I kind of think about this too. He was asked if Jaden has a little bit more, maybe extra motivation to play because, hey, Caleb's coming to town.
Yeah, one versus two.
Do you think the opportunity to play Caleb is giving Jaden motivation to want to play this weekend?
No. I think you guys have all been around Jaden, and like anybody, anywhere, anytime is really the mindset for him. Like, I think at his core, Sam, that's one of the things I really admire about him is just like his readiness, his wanting to go prove it. So, no, much like we talked about Lamar a few weeks ago, you know, like they're not playing against one another. So, like, it's about him and the readiness to get ready and help our team. Ultimately, that's why so many of his teammates really gravitate towards him. They know how much he puts it in and goes for it, and that's why he's, you know, seen as one of the great teammates around here.
Is there a chance, a buddy of mine that I was talking to yesterday, said he thinks it's possible they dress him but don't play him. So he's not automatically inactive. So let's assume the plan kind of in the back of their minds is, listen, we don't need to play him. We're going to err on the side of caution here. But we're going to keep him active just in case all hell breaks loose.
Emergency
because he is kind of healthy enough. He could play. But we're just going to keep him out an extra week in all likelihood. Is that possible, a scenario?
I mean, maybe they'll have him available because of the new rule that even if
well, the emergency
he's not active,
is,
right? He can play as the emergency quarterback
if
need be.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe he'll be there as the third string quarterback. Sure. It's possible.
Have you? I lost a little faith. When Jason texted me that he didn't practice, I was kind of surprised because the tea leaves I was reading as an elite people reader was that they were going to evaluate him throwing balls and doing some stuff.
I'm going to lean towards him sitting this weekend. That's my lean as of Thursday morning.
I think he can still play today, maybe limited practice, then tomorrow full participant plays on Sunday.
Well, they're not gonna make him a full participant just because that screws up the bit of keeping Chicago in the dark.
I think it's highly unlikely he goes from no practice to full practice on Friday.
No,
and
he
then
said
plays.
No practice, limited full.
Yeah, he needs to at least have a limited today. To have a chance to play.
If he doesn't
Sunday.
Go today, no chance.
What I think he's going to go limited today. They're going to keep because it keeps the door open. Mm-hmm. It keeps Chicago
or he
guessing.
Goes, no practice.
Because they'll
no
do
practice.
The same math you're doing. Even if they have no intention of playing him,
yeah,
they'll say limited. Hey, Jaden, go out there and throw two passes so we can say limited.
Yeah,
and then okay. I'm just thinking.
I'll check with my source.
Yeah, check with your sources. Yeah. See what they say.
Why won't they say what exactly the injury is?
That's what's bugging me.
It's killing me.
Bugging me like you wouldn't.
Is it fractured? Is
it's
it broken?
It's definitely not fractured.
Is it bruised?
It.
If it was fractured,
I don't think it's fractured or bruised.
Oh, I bet it just hurts.
Bruised.
He just has an owie.
It's got to be bruised.
I maintain. I think something popped out like his cartilage or something. They popped it back
like they
in.
They don't say...
It still
Austin
could be
Eckler
bruised.
Has an ankle.
It could still be bruised. Yeah. Cartilage could be bruised.
I feel like they would have just said bruised. He's got bruised ribs. Everybody understands that. What's the big deal?
What are they saying? It's just a rib injury?
They say a rib injury.
Which is the most... This is not the NHL. In the NFL, they say, yeah, he's got an ACL, MCL sprain.
Twisted ankle.
Yeah, and
dislocated shoulder.
Grade three. He'll be back in probably...
We just sat
stinger.
Down. We sat down with a head coach yesterday, Brian Keefe. And he was basically telling, he's like, I'm not going to tell you anything I don't need to tell
okay.
you. So
he's a weirdo because he's a pop guy. That's okay, different. But NFL's different cakes. They describe every injury.
Yeah, but they don't. I think if Dan Quinn and Peters, they've sat down, obviously, and discussed this, they have probably said, we're going to tell the press and everybody as little as possible.
I agree. Obviously, they have.
Because
why?
They don't want to tip their hand as to what's going on with him.
Why? They don't do that with everybody else. Everybody else, they say, yeah, he's going through concussion protocol.
Hey, maybe,
he's doing this.
Maybe they're not running.
Makes no sense.
They're not running their ship like everybody else.
And my theory is because it's not that big a deal. He's got a little rib injury. It's not that big a deal. But yeah, they don't want everybody to know it's not that big a deal.
They're not.
I want Dan to tell us what the doctor told him. Like, the doctor well, didn't go to Dan.
That. Why not? You do it for everybody else.
Every other player does.
The answer is simple. He's not telling anybody because he's not being forced to tell anybody. If he were forced to tell people the exact nature of the injury, he would be telling people.
I'm just telling you that's not standard protocol in the NFL.
So he's keeping it close to the vest.
In the NFL, they say what the injury is. They do it for everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's different in the NHL. I don't know about the NBA. I don't know what they're doing.
But when a player has a concussion, they just say concussion protocol. That's pretty general. They don't tell you what stage he's in.
Right.
They just say concussion protocol.
I guess that's true, but you can kind of guess the stage based on if they're out there on the field doing limited work.
Yeah, I mean, if he's limited today, then obviously he's getting better.
All right, when we come back,
let's see what happens today.
We'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. And don't forget, fantasy football nerds, Dave Richard is coming up at 8 because, hello, week 8 starts today. So get your questions ready. Baldy, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.